It changed the way I look at my fears. It changes the way I handle myself. I've accomplished so much the past 6 months, but this is still the beginning. That's what blows my mind. This is the beginning. It'll be very easy to replicate this. It'd be easier over time, I'm guessing, because I was just trying this out, and it worked pretty – it did not work perfectly, but it worked pretty well. And it worked on a level where I didn't think it was going to work this well. It's so easy.
Hey, it's Joshua Spodek, and you just heard two highlights from the fifth segment of Chris's interview. Hopefully you heard the highlights from the full interview on my post on January 13th. Today we'll hear from the fifth segment, which covers inspiring a seasoned professional to help him and enjoy helping him, how the relationship with someone he leads works, about why someone you lead wants to work with you, if he can repeat it, if he worries about reverting to how he used to lead before, and so on. At the end, I'll describe how to participate if you like. For now, here's the fifth segment of the full interview of someone who took my course online.
When you describe it in the course, it's not like he's working for you. I think it's more like you're working together, because he's getting a lot out of it too.
Exactly. He has his reasons for doing it. I have mine, and it meshes perfectly well together.
And was it just luck that you found someone that just happened to have overlapping interests?
You know what it was? It wasn't luck. It was an understanding of how the universe, not the universe, but how the world works a little bit. I mean, he's a person where he has passions. He has things that drive him, and it was all about showing him, with his best interest in mind, how I have this project, and there's this task in this project that he can do really well, and that won't only benefit, it's going to benefit him mainly. He gets a chance. He has a chance to express himself in the way that he needs to express himself, in the way that he's passionate about with my project. Coincidentally, or not so coincidentally, this is in direct synergy to what I need for my event, for my project. So these things I have no idea how to do. Like, if you're going to ask me how to hold an event, I have no idea. Chris, how do you market yourself in an event? I have no idea. I still don't have any idea. Seats are getting filled, though, because I have a great team member. And he's part of the team because he's getting so much reward out of this. This course has taught me how to show other people that are potential teammates that can help me out, that can do this for me. Show them where their reward is. And in the process for them to do it for free is natural. They'll almost pay you. Like, I almost got paid from him to do this for me. Because of the way we talked about it, the way I understood him, there was a meaningful connection. And when that happens, there's no room for manipulation. There's no lies. There's no weird business, shady business. It's just out in the open. It's vulnerable. It's succinct. It's clear. And it's natural. It's organic. And that's what I love about this course, is that it changes the way I think, look at leadership in a way that's much more natural and easy flowing. And then when I go and use it with other people, they naturally want to help me out. And it's amazing. My belief system on people helping is changing too.
I presume if he's at a very high level at some major organization, he's probably being compensated very well by them. Is he getting stuff from you that he's not getting from work?
He's getting a chance to express himself in a way where he can't do that at work. He loves there's something he loves in particular that is very particular. He likes drumming, but when he drums, his emotion that he feels that's vulnerable is something where he can express it in other parts of his life, but never really has a small, one area where he can just dedicate his life to doing his passion. And that might be bigger than drumming. That might be planning my event. And in doing so, he might find that his passions, his universal emotion. Now, we all have the belief that we all have the inner belief somewhere in our physiology that if we're not growing, we're dying. Or we're put on this earth to create something and then to make it better and then give it away. Show others how to do it great. So this is part of what he's passionate about. So I showed him very simply that him planning my event, filling the seats, marketing, recording it to show me personally and letting me share that with others, he's creating something very, very valuable. He's helping me in the process. He's showing others how to do it for themselves, and he's saving a lot of time, a lot of stress, a lot of energy, a lot of money, a whole lot of money, and he's doing it because that's what he's on this earth to do. So I gave him a chance to do what he's on this earth to do in the way that's right for him.
So is this a one-time thing, or will it be hard for you to replicate what you've done in future occasions?
This is the beginning. This was the first try. This is the beginning. It'll be very easy to replicate this. It'd be easier over time, I'm guessing, because I was just trying this out, and it worked pretty – it did not work perfectly, but it worked pretty well. And it worked on a level where I didn't think it was going to work this well. It's so easy.
Is there a chance that you will revert to how you used to do things? Is it will be hard to revert or be easy to revert?
You know what's funny is that in the beginning I thought, you know what, I'll just try this stuff out, and if I don't like it, I'll go back to my old ways. I can't go back to my old ways. For me to go back, to me to regress 6 months after all this skill learning and skill practicing, it would take a lot of work to unlearn all the stuff and go back to my old ways. Because I really don't even remember what that was like. I remember it sucked because I would do things I didn't like, and I would just keep on doing them. People say, like, you know, you don't like your situation, change it. Like, easier said than done. But what if there was a mental model you could write down on a piece of paper, and you could just plug in one new word, try it out, and then just your life is different in real time. That's what I learned from this course. That was only in, what, week two? No, week section number two? Or section three? No, section one and two.
It was a little later than that. I think it was a little later because I think, well, that's a detail. But it was in one of the early ones.
It was in the early stages, and it changed the way I look at my fears. It changes the way I handle myself. I've accomplished so much the past 6 months, but this is still the beginning. That's what blows my mind.
Hey, Josh here again. I'll continue more of the interview tomorrow. If you like what you heard and want results like Chris's, I'm piloting the course with a small group for free before putting it out to the public. Contact me at joshuaspodek.com. That's joshuaspodek.com if you'd like to participate. Thank you.